This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Michelle Martin. Over the past 10 weeks, we posed your questions to some of this country's foremost healthcare officials, ER doctors, epidemiologists, and disease prevention experts.
We want to say how grateful we are to all of them for taking the time each night, no matter how busy they were, to get our listeners some solid answers. So on behalf of the National Conversation, thank you.
Yet one expert has gone above and beyond, making sure we all get this good info. His name... Dr. Ashish Jha.
Dr. Ashish Jha, once again.
Dr. Ashish Jha.
We have Dr. Ashish Jha.
Dr. Ashish Jha is the director for Harvard's
Global Health Institute. Good to have you back.
Thank you for having me back.
Dr. Jha, welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks so much for having me. I always enjoy being here.
And can I just ask, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you, Michelle?
Better now that I'm talking to you. So thank you.
In fact, Dr. Jha, in just 10 weeks, has answered 34 different questions from people in 19 states and Guam on subjects as different as...
When does the impact of these social distancing measures start to outweigh the impact of coronavirus?
And this...
Why can't protective equipment like N95 masks and gowns be washed in soap and water, like our hands, and reused?
Even this...
Doctor, what do you say? Frisbee catch yes? Ultimate frisbee no?
All right, one last time, Dr. Ashish Jha, welcome back to the National Conversation, and thank you for all your wisdom and knowledge.
Oh, thank you for having me back. That was delightful. That was very good.
We can't let you go without asking you to answer some more questions, and this time you might actually recognize the people asking.
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
My name is Maya. My question for Papa is, will camps be open this summer?
My name is Rohan. My question for Papa is, will we be able to go on vacation over the summer?
My name is Misha. Our school is going to be open next year.
My name is Deborah, and I just want to thank my husband for all of his hard work. And we love you, and we will see you soon.
Can we get another dog?
Dr. Jha, your children and your wife seem absolutely lovely, and they pose some really good questions, you know?
Yes.
Summer vacation, so, summer camp, back to school, what can you tell your children?
Well, it's not the first time I've heard them ask, but I can tell you, and all of these questions are obviously on everybody's minds right now, so... summer camps, I've actually been on the side of pushing camps to try to open up this summer and try to run if they can. They've got to be in a place where there aren't large outbreaks happening. That'll make it much, much easier. But the reason I'm enthusiastic about summer camps is because I see them as a dry run for schools. You know, there's a lot we don't know about how much kids transmit the disease to each other, and we can learn by trying out summer camps. So moving on to vacations, you know, vacations are always great, especially with my family. The issue in my mind is air travel. Planes themselves, I think, are pretty safe, but going to the airport, interacting with a lot of people, I think, again, it'll depend a lot on where you are and where you're flying to. And what the kind of disease outbreak level in that community looks like. If there's not much happening, not many cases, it's probably safe to do air travel. Otherwise, I'd worry more. And obviously, vacations are great, especially if you can be outside in the outdoors with your family. Those are good things to do. And so I think we're going to try to figure out what we can do ourselves. You know, the
But as a Dr. Jha, as a hard-nosed investigative reporter, I have to press the question, what about the dog? Any chance for another dog?
Another dog? No. There is broad medical consensus that's a bad idea.
We're going to have to second source. Okay. All right. So do you have space for some other questions?
I do.
All right, this is from Claire in Wisconsin.
Okay. I'm thinking of those dozen or so sailors on the USS Roosevelt who got COVID twice. And what does that mean? Do we know more about that? Are we all able to get infected twice? Thank you very much for all your hard work, NPR. I love you.
Well, thank you, Claire. We love you, too. But Dr. Zhao, we asked you a similar question about the same topic on the program, actually the first time over the past 2 weeks. How much have we learned about reinfection?
Yeah, so I don't, you know, the evidence on this has been evolving. So I don't remember where we were when we discussed it last. But I would say I'm still pretty confident that most people cannot get reinfected more than once. And so those quote-unquote reinfections we're seeing, there either were people who never cleared the virus, or more likely the second time around, they were picking up fragments of essentially dead inactivated virus, and that's why they're testing positive. But I'm pretty confident the data right now tells us most people cannot get reinfected.
All right. Our next question comes from a city that had a lot of questions. They were a heavy contributor to this program, from San Francisco.
Hi, my name is Nick. My question is, once the terror and suffering inflicted by the coronavirus has subsided, is it possible that another future virus could similarly incapacitate the world?
Oi, Dr. John, what would you say to that possibility?
So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but, you know, I think we are entering an age of pandemics. I think we're going to see more of these in the upcoming years and decades. And what we need to do is not be caught flat-footed and, in fact, just be much more effective in our response. And you know, climate change, globalization, all of those are contributing to larger and larger disease outbreaks. But we can do something about it. And that's what we have to do, is we have to prepare.
Okay, let's try to squeeze in one more. This is a question about one strategy that might reduce the spread of COVID-19.
Hey, I'm Neil. I'm calling from Seattle, Washington. I've been thinking, with the need to expand contact tracing for COVID-19, how could we be more prepared as a nation to respond to pandemics in the future? And wondering how we might benefit from a more robust contact tracing system that we have all the time. For example, how much would the U.S. save by preventing the spread of the flu? Would it be worth having this capability in an ongoing basis rather than just ramping up only after a disease has had a negative impact?
Dr. Zhao, what do you think?
It's a great question. I think the short answer is yes. I do think we benefit. You know, we have been making cuts to public health left and right for years, and we are paying for it. We have a very small contact tracing force right now, obviously inadequate for disease outbreaks like this. I think if we made that a more regular investment, we could be much better prepared for the next pandemic, which will surely come at some point down the road.
And finally, Dr. Jha, Carlos Luna asks how much testing we are going to need to go back to what people have been calling the new normal. Just briefly, can you quantify that for us?
You know, I think the more testing we have, the more of our lives we can get back. And so in my mind, millions of tests a day will help us get a semblance of our lives back. And I think we can get there if we focus on it. So,
well, thank you once again for all of us here. Dr. Ashish Jha, he's the director of the Global Health Institute at Harvard University. Dr. Jha, thank you again so very much.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
And this is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.